The 11th Annual Hawaii Adaptive Surfing Championships wraps up today in Waikiki. Now, there are plenty of surf competitions across Hawaii, but this one is unique among them. The big difference, many of the competitors arrive at the beach in a wheelchair. The Conversation's Ryan Finnerty went to Waikiki Beach and brings us this report.
Hawaii is known around the world as the birthplace of surfing. In the island's territorial days, Duke Kahanamoku introduced the Western world to the sport of wave riding at Queen's Surf Break in Waikiki. Today, under the watchful gaze of the Duke statue, Queen's is once again the site of a milestone event in the world of surfing. For the past 11 years, Waikiki's most famous wave has been home to the Hawaii Adaptive Surfing Championship. It was the first surfing competition anywhere in the world specifically for athletes with a physical disability. One of those competitors is Spike Kane, a lifelong surfer from Liverpool, England. On land, he now uses a wheelchair, but that hasn't kept him out of the water.
I started surfing in a little beach called Rossanaga on the island of Anglesey in Wales, in the northwest corner of Wales. I am a spinal cord injury complete at the T1 level. So my spinal cord was completely severed. It's really high. So it affects my arms a bit. And from my armpits down, I have absolutely zero function. But that's been an evolution. I was injured 13 years ago. And I just went, I already knew about adaptive surfing before I was injured. I immediately started doing research to get back in the ocean, which I did right away. I just went out with my mates. But it took me a few years. As soon as I could afford it, I jumped on a plane and flew to Hawaii and went for a day at the beach.
The group that Spike came to meet was called Access Surf. The Hawaii-based organization was pioneering the field of adaptive surfing and ocean therapy. Access Surf organizes the annual adaptive surf contest in Waikiki, but also sponsors monthly non-competitive beach days. According to Spike Kane, the benefits are not just for the participants.
The baseline of their whole operation is therapeutic. You know, they gather people regularly, both able-bodied and disabled, and the therapy is equal in that. Like, if you're helping somebody in the water, if, like, fully able-bodied, say you've got a 9-to-5 job, and of a weekend you know you're going to go and help out at this event, you're going to come away from it totally charged, totally, like, renewed, and you'll have a sense of purpose that you may not have had before. And it's so important that that's available within communities everywhere. And what Access Surf is doing is they're bringing that global community together. There's a lot of things going on in Europe, South Africa, Australia, Brazil, Chile, all over the world right now because people have been exposed to Access Surf. So they are, like, to me, that is ground zero for the movement.
As competitive events like this one begin to organize around the world, some more mundane questions begin to arise. What equipment will be allowed? How will athletes with different degrees of physical function be grouped? Ann Yoshida from Mililani is one of the people figuring all that out. Complications from a car crash put her in a wheelchair, but haven't slowed her down. She is a world champion in adaptive surfing, and during the 2016 Paralympics, became the first Native Hawaiian woman to compete in the paracanoe. One of her projects out of the water has been to develop the adaptive surfing classification system.
What I did was broke it down into surf style, and surf style would be like stand, kneel, sit, which is a wave ski, and prone, and then prone assist. And all of those are subdivided into 1, 2, and 3, meaning 1 being the most the least amount of function, and 3 being the most amount of function. And so you just see someone and they may choose to surf in the stand division, and then based on their functional ability we classify them into 1, 2, or 3. The goals with the classification system is, one, to even out the playing field of competition, but because there's such a diverse amount of people who have different conditions and disabilities that make their functions different, and it's endless, really. So one is to level the playing ground, and the other thing is to develop the minimum eligibility requirements so that someone who has much more function than you is not competing against someone who is not.
Not all of the competitors were surfers before their injury. Zach Tepec is from Honolulu, but now lives in Costa Rica. This is his fourth time competing in the Hawaii Adaptive Surfing Championship.
My family being from Hawaii, I was always in the water. But since my injury, I never really had a chance to get back into the water. The sand is is pretty difficult to get in and out through the sand. So as adaptive surfing is growing, there's more mats, there's more accessibility. So that wasn't really available 20 years ago when I was injured. But now the accessibility and the access is so easy. It's amazing. The chance to get into the water is amazing. Being mobile without a wheelchair, I think, is the highlight of all surfing. There's only a few instances where I don't need my chair, and surfing is one of them.
The woman behind this event is Kara Short. She's the executive director of Access Surf. In addition to the adaptive surf competition, the group also organizes monthly beach days for anyone with a disability.
Well, as you can imagine, it's pretty emotional, you know, for a lot of people. Many of our people who come, they may not have been in the ocean since their injury. Actually, I met a man just the other day. It had been 25 years since he'd been in the ocean. So it tends to be a lot of emotional feelings, excitement, thrilling, smiles. It's so much packed into one, and it's a real energy. And I think that's what's been such an appeal for our programs, is that feeling that comes from it. And it's not just the participant, but the volunteers working together, and you know, everyone being part of it and sharing. Everyone sharing their passion for the ocean and being outdoors, just straight up being outside. You know, a lot of people will come to our day at the beach because it is an accessible day. The whole beach is accessible, or not the whole beach, but we have accessibility on the beach. And we'll sometimes just come and talk story, just to, you know, be with people and be with your ohana.
For the surfers at Queens today, competition can be its own form of therapy.
I think for those individuals that are natural competitors, natural athletes, or, you know, prior to their injury, or even post, some people actually came more after, you know, they're like, okay, this is my new life, where am I going to put my energy? But what I feel like, and they're whole, you know, it's like they've come back to themselves. Because what I hear a lot in stories is, after an injury, a lot of people feel like something's been taken away, of course, when they're able to get back into surfing and then competing as they had once done, but not the same, of course. It's like it's completing themselves.
And although they now ride different equipment, today's competitors sound just like any other surfer after a good session.
Surfing is freedom. Surfing is freedom. You get a chance to connect with the water, connect with the universe, to connect with your spirit, your soul. Gives you the freedom to move about off land, out of your chair, to meet other great people. Surfing has a lot of different doors that you can open up and a lot of different avenues to really take you around the world. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Surfing is definitely an identifying thing that I do. So I am not just a competitive surfer, but I'm a lifetime surfer. Being able to have fun and enjoy being out of my comfort zone all the time and having that experience of humility, of grappling with the ocean.
Surfing, you know what it means to me? It's just like soul food. And it's what I just chow down on every opportunity I can get. It's spiritual, it's healing, and it's community. That's probably the most important thing of it all.
From the Hawaii Adaptive Surfing Championship in Waikiki, Ryan Finnerty for The Conversation.
And to find the results of this year's contest or to learn how you can volunteer, head over to accesssurf.org.